Good morning and welcome to the chat on Newsday Amarillo and News Channel 10-2. I'm David Lovejoy.
Good morning, I'm Megan Collier.
And I'm Chuckalicious Chuck Williams.
Right now, we're joined by Miss Micah Faye Painter. We all know the cost of education is going up. We all know the job market is different now, especially post-pandemic. Mrs. Painter is going to look at how you can recession-proof a checklist for high school students. We're talking about considering what skills and industries you want to dive into, budgeting, and how to find the perfect job. Mrs. Painter, welcome to the chat.
Thank you for having me.
Now, this every parent's ears should perk up, especially if you have a high school age or middle school age kid, about having a recession-proof education for your children. Tell us a little bit about what the meaning of that is.
Well, it's not necessarily just only being recession-proof. It's just making yourself more marketable and giving yourself more options. And there's a couple of different ways to ensure that you do that. One of the ways that you make sure that you are recession-proof, marketable, and just really have all the doors open for yourself is to be able to consider how the labor market is changing, how everything around you is changing. If you pay attention to the world around you and the way it's evolving, factor yourself into that and the skills that you need to ensure that you have a place in that ever-changing world. As far as recession-proof goes in different industries, it's really important to look at some of the professions that are needed regardless of what the economy looks like. Two of those professions in particular are healthcare professions and IT professions, because those are fields that are ever-growing. No matter what, we're always going to need healthcare. We are always going to need IT in every single career field. So looking at some of the different places that industries play within other industries is a great way to ensure that you have a place regardless of how things continue to shift in the labor market.
I think this is good advice, not just for high school students who are looking to enter careers, but maybe college students who are still navigating what their career field will be, and maybe people who are you know, a little later in their careers who are looking for a job change. You know, I think this is good advice to kind of consider what are those sort of recession-proof careers, and certainly healthcare and IT are those. Some other things that you suggest doing is practicing budgeting, right?
Yes, absolutely. We always want to be prepared for whatever is next, and that includes financially. As we know, guys, the more comfortability you have and the more financial support you have, the more choices you have, the more freedom you have, right? We want to be able to want to work and to want to work where we want to work and not have to stay somewhere that we're not flourishing, that we're not appreciated because we have to have that paycheck. Mm-hmm. So it's really important for our students to know to budget for the absolute worst so that they can be ready for whenever the best comes.
You know, at one time, some years ago, you wanted to get ahead in life. You went ahead and studied to be a doctor, a lawyer, or whatever. Are you looking into the technicals or to the everyday education deals like truck driving, plumbers, you know, really people that are needed?
Absolutely. So we actually train our students in every single one of our courses at Texas Stride Career Prep. We train them and get certifications in each one of our courses because we really encourage our students to not just look at, okay, I want to be in the healthcare profession, so clearly I have to be a brain surgeon. No, that's not the case right at all. You can actually study this field that you love on different education levels, different financial responsibilities that are included in that, and different time frames. So whenever we get our certifications for our students at a younger age, it gives them the ability to start working in that field right away while they're still continuing their education. So they're building their education and their experience at the same time.
For years, it was go to high school, go to college, and you got plenty of time to figure it out. You got plenty of time to pick a profession. But are you seeing a trend where people are specializing or looking for a certain degree or a technical skill earlier and earlier in their education process?
Absolutely. Students know the pressure that's happening for all different reasons. There's competition out there. The labor market is changing. The world is changing. So they know that they've got to get their foot in the door and secure their place before it's more of a volatile situation. And so they know that how important it is to set themselves ahead of the pack. That's why their certifications are so important. That's why their job training is so important. We constantly work on those workforce employability skills, because regardless of what it is that they are going to do next, whatever it is that they plan to do after high school, they need to know all of these skills. So it's really important for our kids to think about how to make their resume well-rounded. Right. Because we do see students entering the workforce while they're in high school. We even have a course called Career Preparation 1 where our students get to work while they're also earning school credit. So while they're working in their job, they're also taking coursework to learn how to build a resume, how to interview, how to really use those workplace skills in action in the real world.
I mean, we also need to start teaching our kids, you know, basic conversation skills too, you know, eye contact. Oh, my goodness, right? Like, if you want to stand out in a job interview, you shake my hand and make eye contact at this point. You know what I mean? Let's talk about saving and how kids today are approaching, you know, saving and being able to afford that college or that post-high school education. It's getting more expensive by the day, it seems like, you know?
It absolutely is getting more expensive. It's really important for students to look at their field of interest and see the different levels of education from a financial standpoint. Because really and truly, if you look across the board and look at certificates earned, look at two-year degrees, look at four-year degrees, there's not a huge difference in the salary abilities that these students have. So really, if they can save up, plan for what they are going to be putting that money towards and evaluate it, their return on their investment. How much time, how much money do I put into this education? What is it really going to get me at the end of the day? What's the difference going to be and how is that going to play out? Because if a student can prepare financially for their education, first off, if they're the ones paying for it, we know for a fact that they're much more invested and they are much more dedicated to completing that education. And secondly, then that frees up money for some of the other people who really, really need it to be able to have it. And that opens more doors for more students to continue their education who never thought that was going to be an option.
That's
for them.
A great way to think about that. Man, I tell you what, I never thought about it like that, but that's really fantastic.
Do you guys, besides stressing, going for every scholarship you can, do you also stress the idea of going for grants also?
We do. We have, we actually have it as a requirement that our students come in and fill out every piece of financial aid that is available, because you really never know what is even out there in the first place and what you could actually get. And we do have a platform where it's kind of like a LinkedIn for students. It's called Tallow. And we have our kids create a profile on there. And it's a great place for them to showcase all of their things that they're achieving, all their certifications, all their involvement in student organizations. They can even upload projects, put in their interests, and they will actually get reached out to by colleges and by companies who are like, hey, we're the perfect place for you. Sounds like we're a great fit for each other. And there's millions of dollars in scholarships for them.
So the one-page resume is out the window then.
You know what? I still am very back and forth in that when I do my workshops with kids. We want to give them a one-pager, absolutely. We want to show them, hey, here's a brief synopsis of how awesome I am, but I really do believe that you need to follow it up with a portfolio that gives details for more of the things that you do. Because at the end of the day, a resume is a bullet point list, and it does not, if it doesn't jump off of the page and show them how amazing you are, you got to do something to back that up.
That is. Mrs. Painter, tell us a little bit about the Texas Online Preparatory School.
Sure. We are actually a 3 through 12 public school in Texas. We have students from all over the state, and it is a really great place for our kids. Sometimes our kids come to us for a temporary solution. Sometimes we are a last resort, and it is so important to us that we show our kids that this is not a last resort for you. You just finally found your home. This is a place where you can get absolutely everything you need to prepare you for wherever you want to go next, and we want to be the ones to give it to you. It's really important that our kids know that even though they are in a different situation and things might look a little bit different than it would traditionally, these kids still have the opportunity to have everything in this world that they want, deserve, and absolutely will work for.
30 years ago, 20 years ago, we said go to college, told every kid to go to college.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm starting to see a trend that job training is also okay. Things like plumbing, welding, mechanical. Have you seen it equal out and rise the number of kids who now say, I want a hands-on job, or I want to get into a field where after 18 months of education, I could probably go get a job as a welder?
Yes. Students are no longer wanting to wait for the results of their hard work, right? And we're learning as we go that sitting in a classroom is not the best way for every single kid to learn. You know what? It's not the best way for every single adult to learn. So although this is tips for teens, this is tips for everybody, because this is not just because you made a choice at a younger age that you're not entirely sure now if that's a good fit for you, doesn't mean you can't make that change. And so that's what's so great about the certifications and about the technical trainings, is that you can still make that change and you can get that hands-on experience and really get in there and learn how to be successful in your profession of choice. And it doesn't require 4 more years and $40,000 to go back and do something different with your life.
Wow. That is a big difference. If you want more information, the Texas Online Preparatory School, you can give them a call at 888-263-6497. Also, their website is startk12.com/Texas. It'll give you some information as a parent, as a young student, and you can find these tips on how to find the right career for you and how to go about getting the right education for the right time and not spend a ton of money. Right now with our economy, you can't afford to go through to your junior year and decide to change majors. That's really costly.
Right.
But this can help you. The preparatory school can help you look at the different aspects and recession-proof your education. The pandemic showed healthcare workers will always have a job. We were so short during the pandemic, and that field is wide open, but there's many others. Mrs. Painter, thank you for this great information. We really appreciate you this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. Y'all have a great day.
You too, ma'am. You too. We're going to take a break. We'll come back to wrap up the Friday edition of The Chat right here on Newsday Amarillo and News Channel